This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey.
Hey.
You can call me Senorita.
All right, Senorita.
Senorita.
Where is that from?
The song, Shawn Mendes, Camilla Cabello. Call me Senorita.
Why did you introduce the show and then call back to the other song?
Well, you know, call me Senorita. Hey.
Yeah. Hola. ¿Cómo está? ¿Qué tal? ¿Qué tal to all our Hispanic brethren? What's this? Is there a new movie coming out?
Well, there is actually. Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, wasn't quite long.
But the reason I got this is because you got some news.
I did get some news.
Some news.
You know how this affects my ADHD. Jacqueline has too many thoughts at once.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
What's your news, Jacqueline? What's your news?
What's my news? My news is I am a recipient of the 2020 stand-up grant from the Victorian Labor Government, the Andrews Government. I won a grant.
You won a grant?
The government's giving me money to be funny, is what I'm trying to say.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's huge news. It's very overwhelming news because there's hundreds of shows, and this is for the new generation of strong, funny women who are serious about comedy. That's the tagline.
Yeah.
And, they rang me. It was almost 3 weeks ago now, and they rang me up saying I had one of three. I won it.
Yeah.
And I went, I don't even remember bloody filling in the form. I remember this is the same way when I got that commercial. I'm like, oh, just punch the microphone. Sorry, yeah. Listener. When I went, I'm not going to get this. Oh well, I'll rock up. Whatever. I'll do my audition. I'll go home. Same thing, filling it out. Going, yep, blah 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 blah. Send. Walk off.
And so you didn't overthink it. Maybe that's it. You didn't overthink it. You're in the moment. You submitted your application.
Yes.
And you were successful.
I was successful.
And then, so you found out 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you haven't told a soul. You were sworn to secrecy, weren't you?
It was embargoed, yeah.
You were embargoed?
Because it was embargoed. The Burrito Brothers.
Embargo me, Senorita.
Because I am a stickler for the rules, as you know.
I do know this.
If you tell me I can't tell anyone, I won't tell anyone. And then they said, oh, we'll let you know at the end of the week.
Yes.
And they kept, because it's a government thing, there's a lot of, you know, lot of T's to cross, lot of I's to dot.
Yes. Boxes to tick.
A lot of ticking, well, I don't know what they do, but they were doing a lot of it. And I was like, oh, the end of this week, the start of next week, the end of this week, the start of next week. And I'm like, when can I buy champagne? They're like, we'll let you know. And then, of course, they announced it last Friday at 6 p.m. And I'm by myself with the two cats out in the suburbs eating a baked fish and broccoli.
But the secret's out now.
The secret's out, but then I was overwhelmed with a lot of well wishes and encouragement and a lot of congratulations, and it was huge.
It is very
huge. Like, yeah, you recognize me? You think I'm funny? That's nice, man. It was actually very touching.
And of course, we should say that the 2020 Stand Up Grant recognises, as we said, strong women, strong, funny women.
I'm physically strong.
Physically strong. But it does have, an important side to it. And it was...
Yes.
As a result of the unfortunate passing of Eurydice Dixon last year, upcoming comedian.
And I wrote a bit of a heartfelt message. Because I did get quite down about it on my Facebook page. Jacqueline Mifsud Comedy. Thank you. Everyone visit it now. Just about how I actually saw her that tragic night, and I tried to catch her eye and I couldn't. And I walked home that night from my gig, and then she walked home from her gig.
Yes.
And one of us got home and someone didn't. So I got very upset about that. And I was so I'm going to cry. Really honoured to get the award, but it absolutely sucks that it exists, but it's also a great honour, and it's the best that could come out of an awful situation.
Absolutely.
And
so this will be fun. This will be helping you to put on your show as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival 2020.
So that's what it's for.
What is this show called, Jacqueline? What is this show called?
I didn't think I was going to do a show, so I thought, I'll fill out this form too.
Yeah. What did you put on that form?
Muff Stud.
Oh.
I'm the muff stud. Everyone's like, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know yet.
I'm not sure. I'll figure it out.
The show, I'll tell you then.
But then Oscar, who did our photos as well.
He's very good with the camera.
My mate Oscar did my photo. And by jingoes, by Charlie, as I'll never say again, sorry about that, it's a good photo.
And we should say, when I saw the photo, he didn't touch the photo up.
No.
No, that is actually your body.
That's my body.
Your body of work.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's a very,
Oh, it's a big bra. That's what you're getting at?
You're looking fine.
Because I've got, yeah, no, I'm looking, I meant to look.
Gay man, but yes.
I did such a big lookbook for it. Like, yes. I researched, I kind of went a little bit Tomb Raider, a bit Die Hard, a bit Wolverine.
Yes.
A little bit Gwen Stefani, all kind of smished in there.
Yes.
And it was a very tight-fitting white singlet.
So you can see Jacqueline in her tight-fitting white singlet on our Facebook page and on Instagram, I think, as well.
Yes.
Jack and Dean on Joy on Facebook, but also you can go to Jacqueline Mifsud Comedy. Find out more about how you can buy tickets to the
Muff Stud. It's a beauty.
There's more to come. You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.